Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mike, if Slay is healthy, does he step back in as a starter, or will you step with Pierre?
Yeah, he steps back in and plays. Certainly, we're certainly going to continue to play James. He's deserving of that. But if healthy, Slay's going to play.
Mike Tomlin saying that the Cinderella run for James Pierre is done for now, and they're going with the old guy, Darius Slay. Joining us now to get into that, and of course the quarterback conversation, is Ray Fittipaldo of the Post-Gazette. He's brought to you by the Western PA Injury Attorneys of LGKG, serving as your home team for over 90 years, LGKG.com. We'll get to Slay and Pierre in a second here, but you heard what we heard, right, Ray? I mean, Rodgers is going to be the guy on Sunday against the Bears, isn't he?
Yeah, it seems like the only holdup is Friday's practice, how he gets through that. Is there any pain, and how does that brace fit? Is it, you know, bulky? Is it bothersome? But, yeah, I fully expect if Aaron goes out to practice on Friday, he's going to find a way to play on Sunday afternoon.
Ray, the way that James Pierre looked this past Sunday, how could Mike Tomlin even justify not starting him and not giving him the bulk of the reps and playing Darius Slay over him the way that he performed on Sunday against one of the best passing offenses in the NFL?
Yeah, well, I mean, it certainly sounds like if he's cleared, Slay is going to step back in. And I think it's out of deference to what Darius Slay has done throughout his career. And I think it's important to note that Mike said, and, you know, we'll get a chance to talk to Terrell Austin tomorrow, but it sounds like they're going to find ways to get him into the game. Now, they've done that at other positions, Peyton Wilson, Malik Harrison, Cole Holcomb at inside linebacker. They've done that with the three outside linebacker package with the outside linebacker. So if they're creative, they can find a way to do it. But when I asked that question yesterday, I was a little bit surprised. I was almost half expecting him to say James was going to continue to play just because, as you noted, he had been playing so well.
Ray Fittipaldo joining us in the Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. A texter made a good point that, so statistically, Darius Slay has not lived up to the billing here as a $10 million corner. Meanwhile, Pierre has. But Pierre has played with Duggar behind him, and Pierre has played with Ramsey behind him. How big of a difference do you think that might make for Darius Slay?
Well, Darius was in there for a little bit against the Chargers. I think he was concussed early in the game. So he was out there a little bit. And I think he was in there the Colts game, too, although he's been in and out of games so frequently. I kind of have a hard time remembering how much he actually played against the Colts. But, you know, there is some truth to that. The entire defense is better than it was when they were, you know, constructed differently and they had different personnel at safety. That's 100% true. So maybe that's also part of the equation. I think Mike Tomlin wants to give Darius Slay every opportunity to play well before he does make that final decision to go to James Pierre.
Ray, what does it mean for Roman Wilson? I mean, he had 37 snaps on Sunday. He was a third of all the skill players, Darnell Washington and DK Metcalf were ahead of him. What do you think that means for Roman Wilson going forward? Is he the number two receiver now?
Well, you know, Arthur Smith foreshadowed that last week when he talked to us last Thursday. He said he's getting to the point now where he is earning more snaps. The drop pass that led to the pick in Los Angeles against the Chargers did not help Calvin Austin. So I think they are searching for something. And, you know, Roman, once again, didn't get the targets or the production. So we'll see how, you know, we'll have to see how it goes this week, you know, against the Bears. But, yeah, it certainly seems like he's turned the corner. And at the very least, he's earned more snaps. Whether that turns into more production, who knows. But the coaches do like what he's doing and the way he prepares for games.
Ray Fittipaldo with us here on the Fan Morning Show. And you can't count on much these days. You can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+. Watch your local NFL game all season long, kicking off with the juicy Week 12 matchup between the Pittsburgh Steelers and Chicago Bears. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. How worried are you about the offense, regardless of who's at quarterback, Ray? Really, 20 points offensively against the Bengals, that defense, that's not good, and they were horrific against the Chargers.
Yeah, and not much better against the Colts. They were just opportunistic in that game. They roughly had the same amount of yards against the Chargers and the Colts. I think just a four-yard difference. You know, they're just it goes in fits and spurts with them. You know, one week the running game is there, the next week it's not. You know, the issues with DK and him getting double covered and no one taking the pressure off him, that continues. Like, the one good thing they did do was they got the ball in space to their best playmakers. You know, Gainwell was really good. Darnell Washington was really good. All these opponents are playing two deep safety and they're making the Steelers earn it. So, you know, that was one good thing I think that transpired. They finally had some players who made people miss in the flat and they were able to get some yaks. So maybe that's the formula going forward, but no doubt they got to start scoring more points. The Bears are a good offensive football team. Ben Johnson's one of the best offensive coaches in the NFL, and he's got Caleb Williams playing winning football. It's not prolific like you might think a number one pick would be, but he is playing winning football, and I give him credit for that.
Yeah, Ray, I was just about to ask you about the Bears. Like, you know, we kind of feel like they're a fraudulent team, and they've just been kind of escaping games and winning games, and that's sometimes what you got to do. It's nothing against them, but yeah. I just feel like that they're not a complete football team, but they are winning and playing winning brand of football. If it were Mason on Sunday, do you think that he would do a good job against the Bears, and do you think the Steelers would win?
I think the Steelers have a good shot. You know, I was looking at the Bears' schedule. No matter who plays quarterback, I think the Steelers have a shot because I think their defense has maybe, I don't want to say turned the corner, but they've gotten better. The best win to this point for Chicago is probably Minnesota last week.
Yeah.
Or Dallas. You know, Dallas probably wasn't playing great when they lost to the Bears. One of those two games. Did you guys get a load of their schedule after the Steelers? Packers twice, Lions, 49ers. It's a brutal stretch for them.
The Packers twice in 3 weeks. I hate that, mm-hmm. but that's what they do. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the Steelers did that against the Browns last
year. I know that blows. And they've done it before against the Ravens. And so, like, if you lose a guy in the first game due to injury, he could be out for both. I need the division game spaced out, but that's neither here nor there. Sorry.
Yeah. So, listen, I mean, they're 7-3 now. I mean, a lot of people think they might be 8-9, 9-8 by the time this stretch is over. That's why Sunday's game is so important for them, too. They probably look at the Steelers and think, okay, this is probably one of our weaker opponents left on the schedule. We're at home. Let's try to get this done. So big game for the Steelers and big game for the Bears as well.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
How does the game plan change, if at all, with Rodgers being banged up?
I don't think it does. They're going to have some different types of plays that Mason likes that they'll lean into if Mason does play, but they're going to put together an entire game plan. And, if Aaron plays, he'll continue to do what he does at the line of scrimmage and get into, different plays that he likes. But, I think Mason probably has a menu that's a little bit different from Aaron. Just his history taking deep shots, I think he's more apt to doing that. I don't want to say he's better at standing in the pocket, but it's just part of his game. He's more willing to stand in the pocket and I think kind of wait for that big play to happen. So they'll have some different stuff on the menu, but the overall game plan will be drawn up the same way, whether it's Aaron or it's Mason on Sunday.
Ray, who do you think has been a bigger disappointment so far, DK Metcalf or Jonnu Smith?
Jonnu Smith. Like, DK, there's an excuse there. And we talked about this last week. He's not a perfect number one receiver, but there are issues that have led to his lack of production. And I'm not even necessarily blaming Jonnu. I think there's some balls that, he could have gone up and caught, and hit his fingertips. He didn't come down with them. But just their inability, Doran, to get him more involved, get him more touches. All we heard about was, hey, he's split him out. He's like a receiver. Well, they haven't really done that all too often. And it just seems like they're struggling for ways to get him involved, which is really a surprise because he's got a history with Arthur as well. It's almost like, okay, Arthur knows how to get Warren and Gainwell involved, knows how to get Washington involved. Beyond those three, like, who does he really have a good feel for in terms of getting production out of them? It's kind of been a slog all season, if you ask me.
And I would argue now at this point that they're not getting enough out of Darnell Washington in the passing game, right? 18 catches, 209 yards. He's averaging just 21 receiving yards a game. I want to see more of what we saw last week. I mean, 3rd and 17, you dump it off to that guy. They don't want to tackle him. And they're a terrible tackling team as it is. And we saw that a couple of times with Darnell Washington. But I want to see them throw the ball to him 4, 5, 6 times a game, Ray. Is that realistic?
And isn't he the perfect type of player when the weather gets bad and
yep.
it's
yes.
muddy? And yeah, I mean, that's who you want in the game. It's almost like they got to pare it down. Like, just, okay, we're going to go with Darnell and Pat. And then we're going to go with Roman and DK and just see how it works out. It's almost like there's too many cooks in the kitchen when it comes to all these personnel groupings. I know that's the way Arthur lives. That's the way he wants it. But I almost think they would be better off if they just got to some different personnel packages, kept sitting the same players on the field, and just played football.
Ray, should the Steelers ask for a take back on the Pickens trade?
No, absolutely not.
You don't think it'd be going as well here as it is in Dallas?
Man, like, I know it's a topic, like, for talk shows and stuff. And
award-winning talk shows at that, Ray.
I know. I just think, like, maybe I have a different perspective because I was in that locker room and, like, I kind of know how the players were sick of it. And by the end, Mike Tomlin was sick of it. Mike was tired of being that babysitter. So, no, it would not have worked out here. He might have put up some production, but they'd be having the same issues. He'd be late. He'd be doing all kinds of stuff that was detrimental to the team. So, absolutely not. They made the right choice.
Ray, you are a gentleman and a scholar, and we appreciate your time. And we will talk to you next Wednesday, the day before Thanksgiving at 8 a.m. Thank you, buddy.
All right, guys. Talk to you next week.
Thanks, Ray.
See you, buddy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.